Welcome to a special edition of Soul Food. Something that we, Ha'eme, the people, needs to hear in this day and time, especially going through this epidemic, this atrocity that is happening all over the world. You're wondering why your prayers are not being answered. Well, simply because you don't know his name. You plus I did at one time or another have been calling our Heavenly Father names that are not his names. So I'm going to take you straight to the scriptures, which will elucidate, which means clarify who he is. In the book of Meshle, you call it Proverbs, and that is not the name of that book. Chapter 30, verse number 4, it says, what is his name and what is his son's name, if you know it? Do you really know who our Heavenly Father name is? Do you really know what is the name of our Savior, his son, who gave up his life on Calvary, who was hung on a tree? Do you know his name? Or will you just continue to go on what you've been told, what you've heard, what you even read in your Bibles? And the Bible is not the right name for that book. The real name for that book is Torah, which means instruction. Today's special soul food is on, do you know his name? See, when you're praying to our Heavenly Father and all those other names, you're not praying to him. You're praying to the enemy, Satan. You've heard the teaching before, and if not, we'll go into it right now. But real quick, a crash course. Baal, Baal, Lord Jesus Christ, Adonai, Adonai, Shaddai, which was the name of a flesh and blood man, Yeshua, who is not our Savior, but the Jews taught you that, was a Levite. Jehovah, his name can never be Jehovah because there's no J's in the Hebrew alphabet. Christ could never be his name because there is no C's in the Hebrew alphabet. And Jesus could not be his name because there are no J's in the Hebrew alphabet. Yahweh could not be his name because there are no W's in the Hebrew alphabet. The Mashiach, the Messiah, the Jews gave him that name. Paul, let's not forget the word or the name El, E-L. That is not his name. And of course, the great I am that I am is not his name. Do you know his name or his son's name if you know it? That's straight from the scriptures. Father Yahweh is asking us a question. Do you know his name or his son's name if you know it? Well, now that you've listened to this broadcast, and this is taken straight from the Masoretic text of the Hebrew writings in the Hebrew Torah of Father Yahweh, that was left untranslated, that was left untaught. We're specifically focusing on his name, his son's name. See, when you call the right name, things will begin to change. When you put the proper gas in your car, if you put other than 91 octane and you put 87, you might have problems in that car. If you put oil where you put your transmission in the car, you will have problems. If you try to cash a check that is not in your names, you will have problems. We're specifically talking about, do you know his name? And so we're going to give you scriptures and focusing on, you know my name. Now you will. Let's jump over to the book of Tehillim. You call that Psalms, and that's not the name of that book. In chapter 91, verse number 14, it says, because he is devoted to me, I'll deliver him. I will keep him safe. Because he has known my name. Now you know his name. Okay, let's do this here. We here at YHOP Beth, I challenge you to do something that you've never done before. You tried every name in the book that you've heard, that you read, that you were taught, that your grandmama, mama them, for centuries, for decades, for neons, have called upon and have prayed to. None of those names healed them. None of those names saved them. None of those names delivered them. So now here it is in the 21st century, especially during this coronavirus, the epidemic that's taking place worldwide, I challenge you people to do something that you've never done before. You won't change, do something you've never done before. You won't change, make the change, be about the change. And people that want that same change, they will follow you. So do this here. Father Yehoah has said himself 208 times. Of course, it was left untranslated. I am Yehoah. He tells us in the book of Yashayahu 52:6, assuredly my people shall learn my name. You heard me read two scriptures along on saying, what is his name or his son's name if you know it? Now you do. Too much is given, much is required. You know, there's a story that I've heard some time ago, and I guess a person or people were asking the pastor, well, why is the homelessness the way that it is? Why did this person become homeless? You know, why is the system letting this happen? And the pastor answered this individual. He said, well, because they didn't pray to God. And I was like, whoa, but of course I know God is not his name. But they couldn't have prayed to Father Yehoah because they didn't know his name. So they could have prayed to God because Father Yehoah, yeah, knows your heart. He's looking at your heart. So he's not judging you. He's not going to kill you if you don't know his name. But they didn't call upon even God to save them. So they remained homeless. And they really didn't know his name. I did not know his name until 2013. Whoa, 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 whoa. And it immediately grabbed my spirit. And so we're focused on today's topic. Do you know his name? Now you do. Yehoah Eyeh. When you take this time to begin to, every time you pray in the name of Yeshua. That's who the angel told Yosef, the husband of Miriam, who you call Mary, and that's not her name, what the child shall be named. Not El, not the Mashiach, not the Messiah, not Jesus, not Christ, not Lord. But he is to be called Yeshua. So now you know. So when you pray to Father Yehoah, and yeah, remember Yeshua said, no man can come to the Father except by me. So you must go through Yeshua. So I want to challenge you, from this day forward that you hear this broadcast, in your prayer in the name of Yeshua. Never again say Jesus. And begin to invoke that name, Yehoah. Oh, wow. Watch, see things turn around in your life. And when you pray, you say, Father, Yehoah. See, his name is pronounced the same in every language all over this world. Whether it's in Cantonese, whether it's in Swana from Africa, whether it's in the language from Yisrael, whether it's in a country we never heard of, it's pronounced the same. See, we're told to pronounce Reggie as another name when you go to another country. And Reggie, with his dumb self, he'll say, okay, I'll accept that. No, stop accepting what people tell you to do. If your name is John, your name is John in another country, in all other countries, and they shall learn to pronounce your name as John, not the way they want to pronounce it. So the same thing as we coincide that with today's topic, do you know his name? Now you do. So never again say Jesus, Lord, God, Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah, El Shaddai, El Yon, Elohim, Adonai, Adonai, El, the great I am, Yahweh. Stop calling him those names. Begin to invoke him by his name. It is a commandment. And I believe it's in the book of Tehillim, and I'm channeling there now, chapter 100, verse 3. It is a commandment, people. It is a commandment that we worship Father Yehoah. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's chapter 100. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's see, verse 3. It says, acknowledge that Yehoah is Eyeh. It is he that has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So you want to call your Heavenly Father by his correct name. Now you know his name. Say his name. Pray in the name of Yeshua and trust that he will deliver you. I'm still floored at the awesomeness of our Heavenly Father. And simply because I know his name. I call him Yahuwah in the name of Yeshua. And when I worship him, I say, Father Yahuwah, and only those two names. So as we wind down today's special edition of Soul Food, do you know his name? Now you do. Till much is given, much is required. So like I said, we challenge you. You want change? Make the change, be about the change, and people will see the change. And if they want the change, they will follow. Then you'll get to teach them the same thing. It's that simple. Our answers to our prayers are right before us. What are the answers? Obedience. Be willing to learn what the churches will never teach you. In today's time, in this 21st century, especially during this coronavirus epidemic. I pray that you were edified, encouraged, and inspired by that which you heard.
KUUT, Unconventional Gospel Radio.